Hi, this is a distinction for Iniqua Snell, I-N-I-Q-U-I-A-S-N-E-L-L. Date of birth is 6/15/91. Date of accident 8/24/2022. Date of service is 10/24/2022. Iniqua Snell is here for a follow-up visit. Allegedly, she was a victim of an automobile accident on 8/24/2022. In this accident, she was hit on the T-bone driver's side while she was traveling as a rear seat passenger on the right side. The impact caused her moderate headaches along with dizziness, loss of balance, and pain syndrome focusing on the neck and the left side of the upper back and the left shoulder, along with radiation of pain into the left arm up to involving her second and third finger. And she also reported some chest pain on the left side due to the seat belt injury. She can walk pretty good, although she loses her balance due to the head injury. And she can sit okay, stand okay, sleep okay. Today she reports that she is improving 30% so far with the therapy and medications. And her radials are affected as follows. Enjoyment of life is 8, while general activity, work are affected 7. Mood and walking ability is affected 6 among the radials. And pain level varies from 6 to 8. And now she also reports pain in her mid-back and lower back. However, there is no radiation of pain to the lower extremities or upper extremities. And in the left shoulder, she has pain around 6 to 7. And she can do up to 140 degrees of abduction without any pain. In the system review, patient has the following symptoms. She is suffering from headaches that are mostly occupying the front and the back. And they are intermittent, less frequent, and every other day or 3 days. And they can be 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, associated with some dizziness and vertigo, and loss of balance, poor work performance, and anxiety. But there is no associated vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, seizures, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory, confusion, disorientation, none of them. In the pain and numbness patient, there is ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, upper back, as well as neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, lower back stiffness with decreased range of motion of the shoulders, and there is no difficulty walking reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days shows that the pain level has remained usually the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Ultram, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is from the previous visit of 10/11/2022, dictation number 1022-085, along with the diagnosis. Patient is provided physical therapy to continue 3 times per week, focusing on neck, lower back, mid back, and she is found to have a lot of spasm, and shoulder also will require physical therapy. Patient is also advised to have a therapy for her left SI joint, which is found tender and positive for pain. And work disability is ordered, as well as housework replacement transportation. Patient received a cervical pillow that is helping her a lot. Medications are continuing. The following medications have been provided to her after reviewing the MATS and the previous lab ultrasound. Tramadol 50 milligram, 1 or 2 at night for pain relief. Nurontin 600 milligram twice a day for pain, for headaches. and Voltaren gel, 3%, 200 gram daily. An MRI of the lumbar spine and cervical spine was ordered to identify the pathology in the spine area, and it found positive. Appropriate treatment plan will be crafted for her. The MRI reports are available and they were discussed with her. So the MRI was ordered on the last visit, and they are as follows. The patient reports the MRI for the left shoulder shows a mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis. Otherwise, it is normal. In the cervical spine, there is a 2 millimeter left paracentral disc herniation contacting the ventral cord, and no evidence of spinal canal stenosis. The lumbar spine MRI was completely normal. The patient is advised that besides physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, steroid injections into the cervical spine as well as into the shoulder subdeltoid bursa may help further. She'll make a decision and let us know about the treatment protocols, and looks like surgical consultation will be achieved after 4 cervical epidurals have been done to find out whether injection may help her all the way. Thank you.